So nice out today, Faithen. My dear Lord Faithen, may I ask you a question? Yes, I've been thinking a lot about all of these things. Intimate experiments, one might call it. You're willing to hear them. That's quite embarrassing. But because you are willing, I'll expand upon my ideas. Oh, it's far too embarrassing. To change the topic briefly, do you like my bathing suit, Faithen? That's a much more flattering response than I expected. I'm quite flattered. Thank you. Oh, my Lord Faithen, I'm so very grateful to be here with you today. On the last day of summer, to get a good swim in, get good sun. Well, I can't get too much or I'll burn, but you get the appeal. Yes, that is something I'd like to do. Play with you in the ocean, but in a more intimate sort of way. After all, we somehow landed a spot on the beach where essentially nobody is. It'd be rare for someone to walk by and catch us in the act. But maybe that's part of the appeal, you know? Being in public, with the risk of getting caught. It'd be quite the experiment, no? Oh, you propose to use clones? Oh, as if, Proxy. I prefer, well, not getting that overwhelmed. At least not yet. It's too early in the day for it. But it does make my mind run quite rampant. To distract myself mildly before I lose it, why don't we make sure the beach towels are properly weighed down? There. Doesn't that seem good? Yes. I found there's a couple ways to do it. If you weigh the blankets down like this, with some sort of rock or heavier object, you can kind of push it into the sand with a water bottle or something. Or you kind of curl it around like this at the edges, so the edges are held down by a big clump of sand. Lucky me, these towels are thick, soft, and somehow quite sand repellent. Thank goodness. I highly suggest we dry off quite a bit before stepping back on, once we get in the water, and once we try some things out. I was also thinking, if we find some sort of cave around here, we could, you know, experiment in there, or simply have beyond the beach towels, you know. My dear Faithen, would you mind applying sunscreen to me? I can't reach my back very well. I will return the favor, I promise. Here, I'll lay down. If you could straddle me, yes. Why do I feel four hands? You weren't joking. You can actually make clones of yourself. Proxy, this is Oh, wow. This opens a whole new door. Anyway, continue with the sunscreen. Shall I expand on more ideas? I would love to. Well, there's plenty of things we could do now that there are two of you. Floor hands. Lots and lots of things we could do. For example, some sort of sandwich. If you could close to me like this. I know I'm getting more touchy, my dear Faithen. It's only because my ideas are taking over every corner of my mind now. Forgive me. I just want to make the best of this day. Oh, dear Faithen. Keep... that's great. Just like that. Perfect. The sunscreen is well applied.
Whoa! Hope I'm not interrupting something. Froxy, I didn't know you were coming to the beach today. And Vivian? I heard some of your guys' sounds from around the corner. I didn't know exactly what was going on, so I decided to check it out myself.
Oh, is that Yuza? Why is she here? Oh, Faithen, shield me from the embarrassment.
Well, hopefully I'm not interrupting anything. This looks pretty... I'm not sure what's going on here, but... Oh, I don't think you'd mind if I joined in, right? We're just having a sunscreen party where we're all rubbing up on each other. Isn't that right, Vivian?
Please don't word it like that. It's quite embarrassing when you frame it as you just did.
What? It's not embarrassing enough to have the oh-so-handsome Proxy on your back like that? Rubbing you gently. Oh, so softly caressing the sunscreen onto your skin.
Yuzoha, I would greatly appreciate if you turned your eyes elsewhere and did not make fun of me so much. The Faithen and I are simply sharing a nice moment together. Why don't you move along? There's plenty of beach for you, and this part is for us.
Oh, Vivian. Like the Proxy said, we don't all need to be hogging the beach. There's plenty of room to share. Or were you hoping for some privacy behind the cliff? I can certainly give it to you guys. Oh, Proxy, I didn't mean to tease you that much. I don't really... You do want me to join in? Because of your clones, you have enough hands for both of us? Whatever that means. I have my bathing suit on already, but I could use some help with sunscreen on my back.
Yuza, you know it wasn't just that, right? We were doing other things. You better prepare yourself. It's going to be the best to last day of summer.
Yeah, the massaging feels great. But what did you mean by that last part? That feels really great, actually. You can rub a little harder if you want to.
It is quite dirty, isn't it? Being like this.
Vivian, I overheard you talking so crazy earlier. You sure you can't handle the heat now? Come on. Two proxies instead of one? Isn't that a dream come true for you?
It is quite a dream come true, but... Mukinami Yuzaha, you have to understand. Though I talk the big talk, in these sort of situations, I don't even want to make out or have the clones touch me below the belt. It's far too embarrassing at the moment. Especially knowing someone else is watching.
But you're obsessing with the Faithen. It's not hard to see, Vivian. Wouldn't it be easier to just give in to your love? Confess all your feelings to the proxy? And let everyone have some fun?
Is my obsession really that obvious? You could tell from a mile away?
It's not that I could tell from a mile away, Vivian. It's because you talk so much about the Phaethon. Anyone could tell you're obsessed if they have a single conversation with you. Come on now. Did you really think you were being secretive or something?
Oh, my dear Phaethon. Is this true? Do I talk about you that much? I suppose asking you wouldn't make sense, since when I talk about you obsessively, you're usually not there.
Hey, at least she's realizing it now. Better than never, right? Phaethon, I guess there is something I wanted to tell you, too. I may be teasing Vivian about her obsession, but I've actually been in love with you for a pretty long time.
Really? Phaethon? What are you plotting? Surely you're not going to
take us both at once? Now that there's two of you?
Phaethon, may I serve you first?
This is quite new. Take it easy on me, will you?
Oh, Phaethon, please, allow me to pleasure you. Before you do anything to me, for me, let me do this for you.
Proxy. Kissing my neck. It tickles.
That's it, Phaethon. Please, give me more. More of you.
Why don't I take care of you down here, too? To make sure you're all ready? There's more of you? You wanna switch positions? Okay, Proxy. Whatever you wanna do, okay? I'm willing to try anything, just... Whoa! Ugh. Switch for a bit? Take Vivian while I go down here.
Oh, yes, Faithen. Please reward me like the good girl I am.
Get vocal with me. Come on. Give it to me.
Mm.
Just for today. You want to use both while I use my mouth? Go ahead. I have 3 holes after all. You're getting close. Why don't you fill us up? All 3. I couldn't think of a better way to confess my love. And to have it reciprocated.
Dear Faithen, please. All over my face. You taste better than I could have ever imagined, my lord.